Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
One way the enemy attacks a believer's life is through despair, depression, and discouragement. When Paul wrote his second letter to the church of Corinth, he had endured horrific events, 3 shipwrecks, he survived a stoning, endured 5 lashings, frequent imprisonments, and 3 beatings. All of this was enough for Paul to fall into depression and despair. This was enough for Paul to be left discouraged. Under such pressure, many Christians would have fallen into a pit of despair, but I want you to see what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 to 9. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We may face battles and attacks in this world, but we can trust in our mighty God to be our shelter through it all. In these times, when we're tossed to and fro through the waves of adversity, this is when we should gear ourselves up to fight. This is the time that we have to pray, fast, and study God's word in order to find peace in the midst of it. So during those seasons, in those moments, when we feel overwhelmingly discouraged and without any strength to keep going, this is the time that we must call out to God. This is the time that we must seek strength from the Lord. This is the time that we must cling on to the power of the Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." This is one of those passages of Scripture that really puts things into perspective. The Bible is telling us here that although we live in this world, we do not, and we should not, fight our battles like the world. In fact, the weapons that we have available to us aren't physical weapons. But note how the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God." The weapons we can access as children of God have divine power. They are weapons unlike anything in this world because they are heavenly weapons. And at the mention of the word weapons, people usually think of the physical weapons in this world, like a bat or a gun. However, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The word of God is one of the weapons that we have as children of God. It's a weapon that is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is a weapon that you can use against the devil. It's an effective weapon against the devil, in fact. So what does the Bible mean when it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh"? As a believer, you're not fighting people. You're not just fighting circumstances, no. You're fighting the spirit behind the person, the devil behind the situation. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is what the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 12. So here's what I am encouraging you to do today. Pray for victory in all areas of your life. Declare God's promises in all areas of your life. Believe that there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. There is power in God's word and through His Spirit. When we pray, we can be confident that the Lord is always near to those who seek and call on Him. Believe that God will break every plan of the enemy. Trust that the Lord will have the final say in all matters concerning you. The conflicts you face, the battles you face, the Lord has the final say over all of that. So I encourage you, people of God, to trust God. Trust in the word of the Lord. Trust in His promises, and you will have the victory.
For what is normal to the world tends to go hand in hand with what is sin. The Amplified translation of Romans 12, verse 2, gives a detailed account of what we need as the children of God. The Bible says, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you." In other words, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Don't allow the world to mold you in its own image. The key for us as believers is that we are to be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit. And it's when you allow the Holy Spirit to transform you, to transform your mind and how you think, it's only then that you will discern God's will. The key is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you to eliminate disobedience. It's the Holy Spirit who will bring a total reformation of how you think. And once this happens, once you allow the Holy Ghost to move within you, righteousness will be what you pursue. Jesus Christ is who you will desire, and the kingdom of God is what you'll become passionate about.